Now, the CD, the Tunnel CD we were talking about before, I mentioned this earlier, which pays homage to the Mersey Tunnels. Well, you heard me right. We now have music designed to get us from one side of the river to the other, perfectly timed through the tunnel. The CD's been put together by local artist Alan Dunn and features Morse Code, a choir of tunnel workers, which we heard earlier on, and a new track from Pete Wiley as well. Each piece has got to last 2 minutes and 33 seconds, because that's the average time. Forget road works and this, that and the other, but that's the average time that it takes to get through the tunnel. 2 minutes and 33 seconds. Our reporter, Simon Moffat's been on his own little journey.
Mersey Tunnel Choir underground and in full voice, thanks to local artist Alan Dunn. He came up with the idea for a soundtrack for the Mersey Tunnels while travelling on a bus.
Every day I was travelling through the tunnel on the 433 bus, and I was sitting there on the bus thinking it would be really nice to have everyone listening to the same track on the bus. And I started timing the journey, and it came in about 2.5 minutes, and I thought it would be as feasible to put together a compilation CD. Approached lots of artists across the world that I knew, put out a call for submissions, and before I knew it, tracks started flooding in. So obviously the Mersey Tunnels have got a reputation beyond just Merseyside.
All the music and the sounds you're hearing come from the Tunnel CD. The interest in the Birkenhead and the Wallasey tunnels spanned the globe.
I ranged from America to Lithuania, France, Germany, all over the UK, really all over. There was a few tracks that we didn't include from other countries, and what's important is a really eclectic mix. So there's some spoken word, there's some poetry, there's some near silence in there, and the idea is that it reflects the real mixed feeling that is travelling through the tunnels these days.
Local musician Phil Hargreaves contributed to the CD with his partner Caroline. They recorded their piece in the Kingsway Tunnel.
What we actually did was we took our saxophones down into the tunnel itself, into the Kingsway Tunnel, which was shut to traffic at the time. And as part of a different project, we actually made a series of recordings in various places, one of which was the tunnel itself. And that's our contribution, is 2 minutes 33 seconds of us actually playing in the tunnel, improvised music, and trying to change what we did to match the acoustic of the tunnel itself.
The most famous contributor to the CD is Liverpool's Pete Wiley, most famous for the story of the blues and the Mighty Wah. His piece is, though, a little on the dark side.
It's a heartbeat in the pillow kind of darkness, where the daylight pours into the mouth of night. We're children slipping into the Umber River, looking for the engine room with starlight.
Pete did some music, and a very established writer called Jeff Young did the words over Pete's music. And there's a lot of childhood memories in there, and I think as a child the tunnels probably quite daunting. Any tunnels, I know the ones in Glasgow were quite daunting for me. And I think Pete's music's quite upbeat, it's quite carnivalesque, to complement the darker words from Jeff.
It's a limited edition CD, just 433 copies have been made. That, of course, is the number of the bus involved. And Mersey Travel is giving away 233, representing the 2 minutes and 33 seconds each track lasts. Take us to the end, the Tunnel Choir.
I can't believe that idea hasn't been taken up before. Such a simple idea. We've had the tunnels on our doorstep for years and years and years. And 2 minutes 33 seconds, all the tracks last that long, and quite diverse as well. Pete Wiley involved too. And as Simon mentioned there, Mersey Travel are giving away 200 free ones, and there's only 433 copies, which is the number of the New Brighton bus on there that is being dished up as well. So that'll be a little collector's item there. Billy Butler's probably already had this for about 5 years. Probably stuck in his loft somewhere,
oh,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. Where were you when I needed you?